The Tennessee legislature is in deal-making mode as it nears final votes on Governor Bill Haslam's infrastructure funding bill. Passage will almost certainly require the help of some Democrats. And WPLN's Blake Farmer reports minority party leaders have decided to offer their votes in exchange for support of an educational endowment.
The idea is to take $250 million that would otherwise be put into various state savings accounts and use the earnings to fund education initiatives. School districts might take the money to hire reading specialists, buy computers, or help students prep for college entrance exams. House Minority Leader Craig Fitzhugh says he's been working to get the blessing of the governor, who has struggled to get enough Republicans to back his infrastructure plan.
Now, the governor said we're holding him hostage. I don't think 25 Democrats can hold this Republican governor hostage. But we think it goes right along with it. If you remember Governor McWhorter, he had a pretty simple equation.
McWhorter's recipe for creating jobs was roads plus education. Fitzhugh says the gas tax deals with improving roads, while the proposed endowment does something for education. Governor Haslam's office says he is aware of the proposal and not yet committed to the idea. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.